You're with SBS Radio.
Isang nakakatanda sa komunidad aborihinal lang nagsabi na maraming katutubong tao ang hindi nakakaramdam na ligtas sila sa mga nursing homes sa Australia. Sinabi ng Aged Care Royal Commission ng punong ehekutibo mula sa Specialized Service na ang takot sa institusyonalismo ay isang malaking sagabal. Pakinggan natin sa ating wika ang ulat na tinipon ni Rachel Curry. Ang mga nakakabatang aboriginal, Uncle Brian Birch at Uncle Brian Campbell, ay parehong naninirahan sa Aboriginal Community Elder Service sa Melbourne. Ito ay isang pasilidad na sadyang itinayo para sa mga taong aboriginal. Si Uncle Brian Birch ay may edad na 83 at sinabi niya sa Royal Commission into Aged Care na nakakaranas na siya ng paghina ng kanyang kalusugan.
How do you find it at the at where you are now?
Love it.
Love it. What do you like about it?
It's very relaxing, you know, it's good, yeah.
Yes.
Not a lot of people there, and it's got a room on my own, and I really like it, yeah. Mm.
Si Uncle Brian Campbell naman, na halos mas bata ng 20 dekada, ay nagsabi na nasa pasilidad siya dahil wala siyang mapupuntahang iba. Ito ay dahil naghihintay siya para sa emergency ang tirahan ng masyadong matagal na.
Well, I find them friendly and culturally safe. Mm-hmm. And they understand our needs. Most aged care places, I've only met two in Victoria, what do actually look after Aboriginal people as Aboriginal people, not a number in the system or a figure so they get their money dumped up.
Pero sinabi naman ni Uncle Brian Campbell na hindi siya titira sa ordinaryong pasilidad para sa matatanda pagkatapos makita ang epektong nangyari sa kanyang mga magulang.
Because I've got my parents who live in one accommodation place where it's aged care, I wouldn't even send my dog to it. Mm. I wouldn't even feed my dog there. My dog would reject it.
At sumasang-ayon naman si Maureen Lyons ng Aboriginal Community Elder Service.
If that was the only option, Aboriginal people won't seek to be admitted into Western services predominantly, where they've had to be for high needs health issues. We're still getting calls from different families now to have them moved out, and they, you know, we've got people coming over next week to transfer over to ACES because they're not happy.
Sinabi ni Binibining Lyons na magkakaroon ng pagdami sa susunod na dekada ng serbisyo para sa mga nakakatandang aboriginal at may pangangailangan ng mas magandang pagpaplano para sa kinabukasan. Ang kanyang ebidensya ay nagmula sa huling araw ng pagdinig nitong linggo na nakapokus sa diversity. Pagkatapos magbigay ng testimonya, nagtanong si Uncle Brian Campbell sa mga komisyoner.
Excuse me, can I ask one question to the...
Of course you can.
Yes. Yeah? Question, I've sat with the Royal Commission into deaths in custody. I've sat with the bringing them home hearing, right? And out of all of them, hardly anything gets done. Is this one going to be the same?
Well, I certainly hope this is one that does get something done. That's our intention, that something gets done. And that's why we're gathering your stories and the stories of others.
Ngayon, may 3 pagdinig na lamang ang Royal Commission. Ang susunod na pagdinig na magsisimula sa araw na ito ay susuri sa mga taong nagtatrabaho sa alaga ng matatanda.
Want to hear more stories like this? Subscribe to our regular podcasts on iTunes.